So what does Soul Gym content creation program include? Well, I'm happy to share this with you. This is a program that it has been added to over the years as I've, created more courses. I've added to this program. The course that began this program is the Authentic Content Flow. So I want to show you that one first. It's the flagship program that I have for how to do what I'm actually known for, I guess, for most people, which is creating authentic content. So let me go and share with you my screen here. And you will see this is available to you further down in this orientation. You will see the access to this course. And this really is, has been life-changing for some people, which is changing your mindset about what the heck content creation is. And how do you do it with authenticity? So that's sort of the beginning of the program, the core of it. And then we talk about the three stages of content creation, which I have a blog post about it, which kind of lightly touches on it. But in this course, you're going to get the in-depth stage one and stage two. Stage three is a much more in-depth thing. I have separate courses about stage three, but if you just do stage one and stage two content, particularly stage two, you'll be doing better content than most people. You'll be growing your audience more than most people. Just about everybody only does stage one. Very few people understand how to do stage two. So I talk about stage one, of course. I help you to create your own workflow for creating content, whether it's writing or videos. We focus more on writing in this course. I have a separate course on video, but even if you just take this course and work with it, you'll be able to make, authentic videos. So we talk about stage one, how do you really write and create, you can apply this towards video as well. A kind of checklist for posting content. And also, what are my favorite prompts to create with? I will be adding more to this over time, but these are really the most important prompts that if you just used these prompts, you'll be doing better content for your business than most creators. And then we talk about stage two content, and I go into that and all the different aspects of it. We talk about, there's more aspects of stage two, including refining, creating better titles. And then we talk about the very important aspect of tracking your content. This is what most content creators do not do. Most content creators are amateurs, and I want you to become a professional because otherwise, why are you here? If you're going to be amateur, you don't need this course. You don't need this program. Amateurs don't grow their audience and are basically, by the way, give me one moment here. So tracking your content allows you to understand what pieces to take from stage one to stage two. You're going to learn a lot about this and why it's so key and why it is really is what grows your audience. This is what not only grows your audience, but allows you to move to stage three, which is writing your books, creating your courses, creating any other programs that come out of a lot of testing of your content. It's what makes you a professional. A professional is somebody who is able to make a great living from creating authentic content. So I want that for you. So tracking is essential for that. If you don't know how to track, you'll learn all about this in this course. And then we have a lot of additional segments, Q&A, and also about making videos. Like I said, if you just take this course, you don't have to take my authentic video course. If you don't want to, you'll still be able to make a whole lot of authentic videos doing this. But again, much of this course focuses on writing. So Authentic Content Flow, again, is my flagship course. I'm really excited for you to dive into it as part of the Soul Gym content creation program. And not only do you learn on the course, but in Soul Gym, of course, you get a lot of practice. The point of this Soul Gym program is for you to continually create with the feedback of this community, with the support of this community. And it's mutual feedback, mutual support. So I hope you will also turn around and support others, because otherwise connections are not made and people are not as willing to support you if you're not supporting others. Well, the law of life, right? So that that's the first course you get as part of Soul Gym. The second course you also get as part of Soul Gym, I'm excited about this, is my foundational program called Joyful Productivity. So let me go ahead and show you on the screen here. So the Joyful Productivity course is one that I've been developing for really 14 years, because did you all know, those of you who don't realize, I started off my business in 2009 as a productivity coach. That was the very first thing I billed myself as. I was a sustainable productivity coach back then, and then eventually became Joyful Productivity. So I've been developing this content for a long, long time. And you say, wow, whoops, let me go back to the previous screen here. And I've taught this course multiple times, and here is the best version of it thus far. So you're going to learn about in depth about my energy reboot. Some of you already know this. Some of you do this regularly, and there will be even more about the energy reboot. We start with well-being practices, because joyful productivity requires, it's really founded on the connection with your well-being of your life. And then from that well-being arises a much more joyful productivity. Otherwise, you are going to be struggling with productivity. So let's see here. We talk about habit creation, of course, because without the understanding of habits and the specifics of how to do it, you will always be floundering with your productivity practices. We talk about the key aspect of morning review and energy adjustments, co-working. How do you plan your calendar? Okay. The basics, some people find that to be just enough in terms of the care program. And then the advanced part is for those who want to get much more detailed about their planning. Of course, this is an important segment. If you feel you're overwhelmed, this is a very important lesson for you. That's why I put that here. And then we go on to the other aspects of joyful productivity, including decluttering your computer, organizing, what I call organizing by deliverables instead of organizing based on information, which is what most people do. You might yourself organize based on, well, this information should go into this folder and that folder. And that is a never-ending madness of a project. And I teach you a much better way called organizing by deliverables. And we talk about HAT manuals. You may have heard that. That's also a key aspect of the work that I do, and the work that I do with clients is creating HAT manuals for their various processes in their business. If you don't have HAT manuals, you know, as a solopreneur, you wear multiple hats in your business. Sometimes you are a course creator, perhaps sometimes you're preparing for clients, sometimes you're a content creator. Those are all different hats. And each hat deserves to have a very simple checklist at the very least. I call that a HAT manual. So anyway, there's lots here. Working lightly is also another key aspect, key principle of joyful productivity. There's two different modules in this program about working lightly, part one and part two, which comes later, and on and on and on. There's lots of different things here I just want to show you. So joyful productivity is, you know, many of my clients say it is like the most important thing that I teach. If you learn nothing else from me, please learn joyful productivity, because that is the capacity building suite of skills that allows you to do everything else much more effectively. So as a Soul Gym member, you get joyful productivity as well. And then the third course that I'm proud to add to Soul Gym is my AI course. Now, I know not everyone here is a fan of AI. And if you're not a fan, you can fast forward this video, just like 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute. I won't spend too much time on it. But the AI revolution is here to stay. It's going to be embedded. Some of you watching this in the future are laughing at this video, because you're like, what are you talking about? It's embedded into everything now, just like the internet is embedded into everything. You know, when the internet came out, people were like, oh, this is terrible for humanity. Yeah, some people did. A lot of people did, actually. And the same thing is happening with AI. And then internet became embedded. Now we understand, okay, it's a tool to be used. It could be used in a healthy way. It could be used in destructive ways. It's up to the human to use the tools for a better world or for a worse world. And so that same thing with AI. So I teach you the most important AI tools like ChatGPT and the AI image generation tools. And you know, so part one is really about the tools like ChatGPT and Claude. And then part two is about the image generation tools so that you can use it for your marketing or for fun, for artistic endeavors. And then part three, we go into additional tools that we don't talk about in part one and part two. I haven't taught part three yet as of this recording. So there will be more that will come. All right. So besides these three, I also want to show you, you probably have seen this because this is the orientation course that you're in right now. And so I want to show you, you should fill out your profile if you haven't done that, because otherwise other Soljin members will know nothing about you. So be sure to go in here and fill it out. I also want to point out to you, there's a section, Soljin Buddies. That's something that a lot of people find helpful. Be sure to look at that as well, because that's why you're in this program. Instead of just doing everything on your own, is the community that's here is very special. So I hope you'll go into Soljin Buddies and find a buddy and work with them. Soljin events, this is where I'm going to end this video here, is where you're going to find how to connect with the group live. So there are something called Soljin Circles, which you will, when you click here, you will watch a video about how that works. Actually, I think, what are Soljin Circles? I think that's where the video will be. And this is where you sign up. And then there are regular Soljin calls with me as a whole community. And there are integration and rest weeks. You might want to go there and see when they are happening. And then there's the monthly Q&A call. Okay, let me talk about that for a moment. I think that's about it. You can add my Soljin calls to the Google Calendar and Apple Calendar. So those are how to do that. But let me talk a bit about the monthly Q&A call that you have access to as a Soljin member. Once a month, in two different time zones, I do a sort of an all-community Q&A where you can show up and ask me any question. It could be about any aspect of business. It could be about, you know, let's say you've heard me talk about Facebook ads or Instagram ads, and you're curious how to get started. You can ask me that question right on the Q&A. You don't have to take my courses. You can literally come to my Q&A and ask me what the next step is for a course you haven't taken. So that's a sort of secret hack. Okay, you can save yourself a lot of money. Okay, don't have to take any other courses. Just come to my Q&A and ask me the next step you can take. So every month you take the next step for whatever course you didn't take, okay? Or even if you have taken it, you didn't watch it, you can come to my Q&A, and that's a secret hack, okay? Come to my Q&A and ask me, based on your situation, what is the next step for you for a particular area of your business or of your marketing? So if you add the Soljin Google Calendar, okay, add the Soljin Google Calendar or the iCal Apple Calendar, the iCal basically works any calendar software you're using. It doesn't matter what software you're using. You can add either the Google Calendar or the iCal. It'll work for your calendar software. Okay. And if you add those, you will see the access links. You will see when my monthly Q&As are and the access links to them. You can also come into here directly, and there should be a place that you can click on and go to the dates are always here, and I guess this is the Zoom link. Okay, so that's what you get access to as a Soljin member. I know there's a lot. If you have any questions, please do go ahead and comment below. I really look forward to seeing you use these various features and benefit from them. One thing I almost forgot to say, very important. Part of the Soljin program is to gain access to all the wise, uplifting content that some members don't post anywhere else except right here in Soljin. So if you go into our Soljin forum, you're going to see that content. And I encourage you to just make it a home for you to consume, because social media otherwise has a plethora of, you know, content that's very energizing in negative ways. And so Soul Gym is almost always content that's going to actually benefit your life. So you may want to look at it as a way to, it's like, why look at everything else on social media? Why not look at this kind of uplifting, often spiritual, but just personal growth type of content? So I hope you enjoy Soul Gym content itself, and then therefore engage with one another and become colleagues, collaborators, friends that actually can really help you, help each other grow businesses over time. So enjoy Soul Gym.